Welcome. So this week we're talking about contribution. The world is really changing right now, so the ways that we make valuable contributions are changing also. Right now, my wife and I have been looking at houses, and I walked into an open house last weekend. The realtor reached out her hand to shake mine, and instead of shaking her hand, I gave her the elbow, because you're not supposed to shake people's hands right now. But I don't think the realtor got that bulletin. And she looked at me like, you're a freaking jerk. I felt so badly for being that guy. But honestly, I've always been that guy. I've always been a germ freak. When I used to live in Los Angeles, I would always go to this burger place called My Father's Office. Even if you're a vegan, I think you'll appreciate this story. They just have the best burger at My Father's Office. And it's so hard to get a seat at the bar. You have to wait like an hour. And once you get a seat, you don't really want to get up even to go to the bathroom because someone will take your seat. So a few years ago, I was waiting it for an hour. I finally got my seat at the bar. I ordered the most delicious burger and fries and a Chimay beer. And I ran into someone at the bar who introduced me to her new boyfriend. And he held out his hand to shake mine at precisely the moment when the bartender brought me my delicious burger and fries. And I refused to shake his hand. I just did not want to get up and go wash my hands. So again, I was that jerk whose hand you try to shake and I just don't do it. And I tell you these stories because there has to be a way right now to contribute to community and humanity and still honor your fear of germs. I was reading this article today by Dave Asprey, who started the Bulletproof Coffee, and he was talking about how there's a big loneliness epidemic in North America, in Japan, and loneliness has been shown to put people at higher risk of cardiovascular disease than even smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So yeah, if you're going to just be alone, worried, and scroll down a bottomless feed all day about the panicky things, that's going to make you more unwell. But I don't want to talk any more about being unwell. Let's talk about what it is to be well. And there's something so much more important than the chivalry of shaking hands, and that's making someone feel well in your presence. Anyone can shake hands, but to be with someone and make them feel that you see them, that you hear them, that you're with them, that's a gift. Tomorrow I'm going to Detroit and I'm giving this speech. And they said to me, you can't use videos in your PowerPoint deck. It just doesn't work on their system, and there's lots of people who will be watching the speech remotely, and videos cause a lot of headaches. No one's ever told me that before. I lean heavily on videos when I'm giving a speech. I'm going to have to seriously step up my storytelling game to replace the color and the sound and the visceral impact of video. In much the same way, it's like something has been removed from our world, a basic sense of safety. I mean, in the past, you could go to a game or a concert and not think twice about it. But the odds are, if you're in a place with 1,000 people or 30,000 people, there's a chance that somebody in the crowd has coronavirus. You can't just depend on basic safety anymore. Like, I can't just depend on video. Something has to change. Maybe we can't shake hands like we used to, but all the more reason to be with someone and make them feel that you see them, that you hear them, that you're with them. Let this cause us to draw closer in the more important ways. And one thing I want to mention, I know in a lot of places in the country, certainly where I live in Phoenix and the Midwest, I'm going to Chicago next week, and I've been told coronavirus doesn't totally feel real yet in a lot of these places, but in Los Angeles, it's very real. Both my mom and some of my best friends in LA, they actually know people who have coronavirus. And one person they know is in their 50s, they have coronavirus, and now they're in a coma. It seems like most people who are 50 will not be affected so severely. But I only tell you this because it's real. And what good is meditation unless you can come to reality and shine your light and contribute your peace, if not your hand, to shake? So take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Our world is very different today than it was last year or even last month. Some are adjusting to the difference and becoming more lonely and more panicked. But others are adjusting to the difference and being more real, more human, more loving, more light. The Dalai Lama said the rarest form of human strength is to remain open when you're mad, open when you're scared, open when you're overwhelmed. The best way to do that, just follow the breath. Follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. Let that be your guide. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to remain open. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. coming back to the moment. The world is very different today than it was a year ago or even a month ago. We're all going to think twice before we go to a big concert or a game, let alone before we shake someone's hand. But what good is meditation unless you can come to this ever-changing reality and shine your light, contribute your peace, if not your hand to shake? I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, or the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. The curse it is cast, the slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.